It is truly my honor to open tonight's Shloshim program, really a continuation of yesterday that we started at Renot, offering words of tribute, Torah, reflections, and memory about our dear beloved Rebbe, Rabbi Moshe Kahn. I will open, and unfortunately we'll have to then leave for the evening, but then we'll continue with the panel discussion of Chaverim, Talmidim, Talmidot, and our Manhigim and Manhigot of our community. Rabbi Kahn left, as we will speak, a legacy of learning, of teaching, and generations who have been deeply affected by his work and by his love. Yesterday, I spoke about Rabbi Kahn's character, his attention to each of his students, the way he brought people in to the Shechina with his characteristic love and care for every single student. I was so affected by hearing and reading from his students about his humility and about his character, which was really all about them. It wasn't about him. It was so selfless that everything that he was doing was to bring them closer to a Torah that was filled with Ahava, to give them the tools, not just to be lifelong learners, but teachers. And what I want to briefly talk about tonight is not only his character, but his impact and where we are today because of him. We read at the end of Sefer Dvarim, Ki ha-mitzvah hazot ha-shanochi mitzavcha hayom lo nefleisi memcha v'lo rechokihi. This mitzvah, Moshe Rabbeinu says, which I command you today, is not too distant, it's not too hidden from you, nor is it too far from you. Lo b'shamayim hi leimar, it's not in the heavens that you need to say, mi ya'ale lanu ha-shamayma v'yikechel lanu v'yashmienu oto v'na'asena. It's not in the heavens that you'll need to say, who will go up to the heavens and take it for us to cause us to hear it and understand it and to do it. And it's not across the sea that you would say, mi ya'avor lanu et el eber hayam v'yikechel lanu v'yashmienu oto v'na'asena. Who will bring us across the sea that will take it for us, that will cause us to hear it, understand it, and do it? Ki kerov alecha davar ma'od. The matter is very close to you. B'ficha u'bavavcha la'asoto. It's in your mouth and it's in your heart to do. So this is a very famous psukim, lo b'ashamayimi. And one of the questions that naturally arises is, why does Moshe choose these metaphors? Meaning, if Moshe is just trying to say, ki ha-mitzvah hazos, what does mitzvah mean? I say, according to the opinion that mitzvah is the Torah, that if Moshe is just trying to say the Torah is not too far from you, it's not too distant from you, it's close to you, b'ficho b'vavcha la'asoto, that's great, we understand, he's saying it's close to you. Why is Moshe using these metaphors? Of lo b'shamayim, it's not in the heavens, that you will say, who will go to the heavens and bring it down to us, that will cause to us to understand it and to do it? Or not across the sea? Why these metaphors of not in the heavens and not across the sea? So if you think about it and think about the context that Moshe was giving this talk, I think it becomes somewhat clear. This is one of the last words that Moshe is saying to the Jewish people. After 40 years of being their leader, these are the last messages that Moshe is giving them. And what I think that Moshe is doing is that Moshe is recalling that there actually was a time when it was across the sea. And there was a time when it was in the heavens. When was that time? When was the Torah across the sea and in the heavens? When Bnei Yisrael were in Mitzrayim. When Moshe started his career, the Torah was across the Yam Suf and it was in Shemayim. And Bnei Yisrael didn't yet say Na'aseh V'Nishma. And they needed someone to bring them across the sea. And they needed someone to go up to the heavens and to bring it down to them so that they could actually Na'aseh V'Nishma, so they could hear it, understand it, and do it. And Moshe, at the end of his life, understands that the people might be afraid. All their lives, all they knew was Moshe Rabbeinu. And now he is leaving. What is going to happen to us? And Moshe is telling them that I have done my shlichus in this world. I have fulfilled my mission. There was a time it was across the sea. But I brought you across the sea. There was a time that it was in the heavens, but I went up to the heavens and I brought it down to you. Now, Karov Elecha Hadavar Ma'od. It's close to you. Beficha u'bevavcha la'asoto. You now can do it. It wasn't a metaphor. These aren't lo bashamayim. It's not metaphors. It was the reality. It was across the sea, and it was in the heavens. But it's no longer. It's now close to you. It's for you to do. Who would feel only blessed to come to the end of their lives and be able to say that I have done my shlichus in this world? Every single person sitting here, every single person watching, everyone has a shlichut. You all have a mission. You were all born B'Tzelem Elokim in God's divine image, special gifts and skills to develop yourself, to live a life of service and contribution. To be able to come to the end of your life as Moshe Rabbeinu, say, I have done my shlichut in this world. What a gift. Rabbi Kahn fulfilled his unique shlichut in this world. Firstly, and most importantly, to his family. That is the most important shlichut that any of us have. Every single one of you. Most important shlichut that you have is your family. And Rabbi Kahn, his relationship, of course, with Chani, and we acknowledge her presence here tonight. His sister who's here, and brother-in-law, the Einsteinlers, his children, and the extended family. It's not for me to speak. They've already spoken and continue to speak. But that is the greatest bracha. Is one's mishpacha. But I am the president of Yeshiva University. So let me tell you what I think as the president of this institution of Rabbi Kahn, fulfilling his unique shlichut in this world. And that is number one, to our individual talmidot. There is nothing more important than every single talmidah to appreciate, to feel the love, and true hakara, recognition of their individuality and uniqueness that Rabbi Kahn gave over to each of his students every single day that he taught at Stern College and at GPATS. And you see it by the outpouring of affection. It was 2 years ago when I was on that Zoom and Talmidot from all around the world over these past number of years, and of course, these past 30 days, you could feel the individual Talmidot. There is nothing more important to me than to know that each one of our students feels precious and holy and respected and cared for. And that is the bracha that Rabbi Kahn gave to every single student who walked in his classroom. That is number one. Number two is the generations of Talmidot and teachers that emerged from Rabbi Kahn's classroom, from Stern College, and from GPATS. There was a time when the access to the Torah was distant for half of the population. There was that time when it was far. But due to many incredible pioneers, many of them who are sitting in this room tonight, this time is no longer. And Rabbi Kahn devoted his life's effort in his teachings to making sure that his Talmidot understood with rigor, detail, sophistication, and nuance how to understand and study the Talmudic literature, the halachic literature, giving access to texts that we've never seen before in the history of the Jewish people. And because of his work, the history of the Jewish people has been irrevocably elevated and changed. The moment that the Rav gave that shir, the continuity of that program, the moment that Rabbi Saul Berman brought in Rabbi Moshe Kahn, and all the work that Rabbi Berman has done at Stern College and his hundreds, thousands of Talmidot, the moment from that point to 40 years later, 40 years later, generations of Talmidot and teachers, mechanchim, mechanchot, have emerged. Yeshiva University has accomplished much in this world. There is an extraordinary amount that the Jewish world and our broader society has been elevated and changed because of Yeshiva University and because of our students. And there is no question that one of the most pronounced accomplishments of this institution is our contribution to advanced Talmud Torah for women. And it's due to Rabbi Kahn and his extraordinary personality and character and love that we are where we are today. If there was a time of Lo Bashamayim Hi, it was Rechoka and Niflate, now we are able to say, Ki Karov Elacha Hadabar Ma'od. 40 years later, V'ficho U'Bavavcha La'asoto. There is no Nechama here for loss. Shloshim doesn't, I know personally, having lost my father 3 months ago, Shloshim doesn't change that profound feeling of loss. But there's also a recognition of a life well lived, and that we are able to now continue the incredible work and legacy because of what he has done. We stand on his shoulders and we are taller and able to complete all of our individual, each one of us, our shlichut, because of him. Rav Moshe Yosef and Chaim Amechla, Tehi Nishmato Tzura, Tzura HaChaim.